What if memory-like money could be deposited into a bank? What if the next generation could withdraw information from this growing wealth of history? The truth is, this kind of bank does exist at the Jamaica Memory Bank, JMB. The main objective of the JMB is to preserve aspects of Jamaica's heritage by documentation of memories, especially those of senior citizens. To date, the JMB has audio recordings of over 1,500 traditional songs.
Away you want wheel and turn me, away you want wheel and turn me, you want me to fall down, lick me belly pan tambourine.
It also has national ceremonies.
Because it is really in the province of scholarship to rest prophecy on analysis.
Celebrations.
After more than 300 years.
One love.
And activities of several folk groups on film.
They need to call the money for having a big funeral, and I didn't even get to go.
And via still photographs.
Then the money finish.
But who came up with this grand idea for a memory bank, and how exactly does it work?
The Jamaica Memory Bank is a project of the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica. It is actually the National Oral History Project. What we basically set out to do is to capture personal recollections, life stories, particular occupations. Generally, though, it is a collection of life stories.
Director of the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, the Jamaica Memory Bank, Bernard Janke. The African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, ACIJ, and the Jamaica Memory Bank, JMB, began as independent agencies in 1972 and 1980, respectively. However, in 1990, they were integrated to complement each other in fulfilling the mission to collect, research, document, analyze, preserve, and disseminate information about Jamaica's cultural heritage.
It was established to really capture the social history of Jamaica and capture it through the eyes of people who have lived that history.
This is done through the utilization of oral and written sources. Currently, the Jamaica Memory Bank has oral testimonies dating as far back as the 19th century.
The idea is to make available to the entire nation, you know, aspects of its own history, in particular, certainly from the memory bank perspective, that history from the eyes of people who lived it.
Since its inception, the ACIJ, JMB, has released numerous publications, including issues of an occasional research review, which feature articles highlighting diverse aspects of the Caribbean's culture. So, who can make a deposit into the Jamaica Memory Bank?
Well, we want people to come in and contribute. So if you have an aunt, a grandaunt, and a grandmother, mother, who has a particularly interesting history that should be recorded for posterity, get in touch with us.
Director of the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, the Jamaica Memory Bank, Bernard Janke. The Jamaica Memory Bank may be reached via email at acij@cwjamaica.com or by phone at 922-4793 or 922-7415. The African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, the Jamaica Memory Bank, is a public facility and is open to all citizens. In addition, the library also boasts a rich collection of books and periodicals dealing with Africa and African retentions in the Caribbean. So, if you ever feel the need to deposit or withdraw information on Jamaica's history, be sure to visit the African Caribbean Institute of Jamaica, the Jamaica Memory Bank, at 12 Ocean Boulevard in downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.